Tim Stanley is an engineering student. He filmed this morning.
Don't stand under it.
What is it? It's cracking.
Tim joins us on the program now. Good afternoon to you, Tim. It sounds like an explosion, doesn't it?
It certainly was. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for talking to us. How long in total did it take for the branch to come down?
That video basically sums it up. We heard an initial, a really solid explosive bang about maybe a minute or two before that. Mm-hmm. And our dad had quipped, he said, oh, that's someone's chemistry experiment gone wrong, which of course it wasn't, but From that minute or two beforehand, we walked around to the other side of the tree where the video was taken.
Yeah.
And it all basically happened in the length of that video there.
What time was it?
It was about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and we were just walking the campus grounds. It was just me and my dad, and my grandparents were there. And so we were charging our Tesla up actually at UWA. So we had a little bit of time to kill. We've done a walk around the grounds, and the pure odds of it happening when we were there is just, you know, it's an 86-year-old tree, and it took 30 seconds for that to happen out of its whole life. And
we
got to see it.
Tim, tell our listeners what they see. It's a sort of a horizontal branch comes down, doesn't it?
It's the iconic Moreton Bay Fig that's in the UWA grounds, and people love taking wedding photos there, and there's usually a big crowd there. We're quite lucky, actually. There was, I think, exams are finished at UWA now, and it was pretty minimal people around the tree, but all you see in the video is we're looking at it pretty much side on to the branch that gave way.
Yeah.
And it's just a stunning branch, you know, how big they get. And
yeah.
All you see, it takes a while for it to happen, but the main lateral branch that falls off just gives way and falls away. But then it's sort of hard to describe. There was a more upright branch that was connected to it, and that came down so fast. It was in the video, actually, there's a lady underneath it, and she had her headphones on, so she didn't hear the initial cracks of it. And you can hear in the video, that's my nana in the background, and she was trying her best to shout at this lady, and whether she heard or whether she saw the branches come down, she got out of the way in time. But it's, yeah, as good as the sound is, the video just puts it together really well.
It does.
And so the sound of it is just, it's something that doesn't really translate to video. It was just, you could feel it, the energy that was in such a big tree.
Yeah, definitely. You can hear it, and you're right, you can definitely see it. What made the lady turn around, do you think, Tim? Was it someone shouting out?
It just got so loud throughout as the branch was falling, and then she was starting to run around as that upright branch was falling. So I think it was just so loud that it went past her headphones and past what she was listening to.
Yeah, incredible, isn't it? Amazing video. Thank you for talking to us today.
Not a problem.
Are you back there today? Are they removing the big branch?
I haven't been back. I'm a student at Curtin, actually, not at UWA, but
okay.
it was just opportune that we were there at the time, and
yeah,
the campus security was on the job pretty quick, I guess. And
yeah, yeah.
I haven't been back since, so I couldn't tell you, but as far as I know, they've just got it sort of cordoned off and keep away signs around it, so yeah.
Yeah,
so it'd be nice if they can do their best to keep the tree there, of course. It's a pretty iconic and a beautiful tree. But
it is. It's the UWA grounds are nice. So are the Curtin grounds, Tim. Don't get me wrong.
No, that's all right.
I guess the lesson is, if you're walking around the Moreton Bay Figs in the world,
Yeah, don't wear your headphones.
Hey, have you finished exams? How'd you go?
Personally, no. I've got one more on Friday.
Okay. Maths?
So, yeah. Data communications and networking, so it's about as fun as it sounds. No disrespect, of course, but it's pretty intense, so yeah, I'm onto that when this call ends.
All right, good luck. Thanks for talking to us today, Tim.
Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate.
No worries. Thank you.
See you, Tim. Thank you.